The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place? The West Live. The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now in the studio, Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney. Hey, Matt. Happy
Ben,
Friday.
Happy Friday.
Fry-yay.
Fry-yay.
Is it a fry-yay?
Fry-woo-hoo.
Let's call it as it is. And now we've got to talk about this heavyweight bout.
Oh, no.
Although I think one of the contenders in this bout has a few more pounds on the other.
Yes. Premier Mark McGowan and billionaire Clive Palmer we're talking about. They're set to meet face-to-face. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall in that room? This is all after a judge ordered them to try to settle their defamation dispute outside court.
Like gentlemen.
Yeah. So Mr. Palmer is suing Mr. McGowan after the Premier labelled him an enemy of the state. And Mr. Palmer's legal team had told the court that, look, Mr. Palmer was happy to enter into mediation, but the Premier wasn't keen and had resisted the move. Well, now the Premier doesn't have much of a choice because the judge has ordered them to go into a room face-to-face and sort it out without him having to worry about it and then come back.
And see what they come up with. Well, it's going to be fascinating to see what they do come up with, because Mark McGowan has showed really no interest at all in meeting with Clive Palmer, and it's no surprise. Like, what does he get out of it?
Well, he says there's no point entering into mediation with Clive Palmer because that doesn't work. You have to fight him. So, yeah. So I mean, the thing is...
We might actually have to fight him.
It might be like the front page of the West Australian. It might come to blows. Maybe that's... I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you know... A few big boys with their toys being thrown out of a cot. Let's see what they come up with.
Exactly.
I mean, I can't see them coming out of the room going, we love each other now.
No,
you know, there's too much
bad blood
there. There's
not going to be, you know, kiss and making up
here. No, it's a Taylor Swift song.
It's going to be like, you know, like in the schoolyard where there's maybe a bit of a scuffle and then the teacher makes you sort of shake hands and apologise.
Yeah.
And you're sort of squeezing the other person's hand as tight as possible because you're not really sorry.
But that's it. And I mean, the question is, you know, has Clive Palmer standing in the community being diminished because of what the Premier said?
Yeah, I think that's the thing that is almost impossible for Palmer to prove, because his standing already was so low. So, yeah, we'll see where that goes.